Now, the Wealth Protection Diva is a successful entrepreneur, business owner, and premier business strategist, president and CEO of Sage International Incorporated, and a national speaker, best-selling author, and motivational teacher of financial education, business development, and wealth protection strategies. The joys and frustrations of being a business owner. Her insights are motivating. Her frankness inspiring. Here is Sherry Hill.
Based on estimates of new cancer cases in 2023, 4.4% of all new cases will occur among ages 15 to 39. When a child or teen is diagnosed with cancer, families and parents will face and need to cope with many problems, including the impact of a child's cancer diagnosis and treatment on regular school routines. And since education is a key predictor of future employment, income, and in general, integration in society, it's become clear that adolescents and young adults with cancer have lower college attendance and graduation rates than their peers. A cancer diagnosis and treatment can overwhelm a family with medical bills and increased insurance costs for years to come. At the same time, families may have a loss of income while a parent leaves work to care for a child with cancer. For childhood cancer survivors, college may be viewed as a luxury the family cannot afford. Diagnosed with brain cancer upon college graduation in 1999, my hometown hero's founder, Danny Heinsohn, endured 3 craniotomies, massive seizure complications, 12 months of chemotherapy, and several months of speech and cognitive therapy. Danny's final round of treatment was in July of 2000. My Hometown Heroes was founded in Reno, Nevada, to celebrate the community who supported Danny during his journey through cancer. They were his heroes. My Hometown Heroes is a national scholarship fund for college-bound cancer survivors enrolled in universities, community colleges, and trade schools. They help bridge the gap between cancer and college, one scholarship at a time. Welcome, Danny.
Great to be here.
So I've known you for as long. I remember you going through a lot of your cancer, because I've been here since 92 and we met many years ago. And so you obviously are a great testament to a support network and a system that help you get through your cancer diagnosis and treatment.
Yeah, that's what came to realization at 23 years old, is diagnosed the day after I graduated college. And I called a couple friends and it just snowballed into a community. And I knew right away at that moment that the journey wasn't about me. It was a much bigger picture, because it takes an army to get through cancer. And the people that were there for me in the hospital, and my friends and family, people I went to college with, the doctors, the nurses, they were my heroes. Could not have gotten through it without them.
Absolutely. And so my hometown heroes, because one of the things that, you know, your passion, I know you speak all over the country, is truly that there is hope after cancer.
There is hope after cancer. It's, but it does take support. It does take a community to get people out of the abyss, if you will, at times, because cancer could be a very trepidatious journey into the unknown, not only for the patient, but for the families as well. As you mentioned in the introduction, there are huge financial tolls that could take into effect that can burden the families. And thank goodness there's health insurance, right? And it does pay to be insured if you get cancer. Now, the young adult cancer survivor population, in my case, if you are supported under mom and dad's insurance through college, you're covered and good to go. In my case, because I had graduated college, theoretically, your insurance gets cut off from mom and dad when you graduate. However, my mom had the foresight, because I was supposed to go to Europe before I graduated college, said, well, he's going to go to Europe. He should probably still have insurance. So she decided to enroll me into a COBRA plan before I graduated college. And thank goodness she did, because that medical bill is over $1 million and keeps on ticking.
So let's talk about part of the reason that you formed My Hometown Heroes is this passion that, you know, you want young people to integrate back into society, to get back to a normal lifestyle. But because of the challenges of having cancer through going to school, elementary, middle, or even high school, as I mentioned, the thought or ability to go to college, it can be daunting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, going back to when I was diagnosed in 1999, the internet was barely a thing, right? We didn't have smartphones. We didn't have social media, so there was no connectivity. And, you know, you hear a lot about pediatric cancers, and you hear about traditional cancers. You get older, breast cancer, colon cancer, and all that stuff. But the demographic of the young adult cancer survivor population between 15 and 39 years old, that doesn't get much attention at all. And that's where I fell smack dab in the middle of 1999. And there were a couple people around, but not everybody makes it out of alive in the cancer journey. And I often feel like you're marooned on a deserted island at times. And it was really the people that were there for me that maybe didn't truly quite understand everything that I was going through. They were there to support me. And then here comes college, right? Here comes, you know, people still want to move on with their lives. They, young adults, they go through treatment as an adolescent, as a young adult, as a teenager, then into college. But cancer diagnosis is like the ultimate disruption in life. There is no so-called playbook on how to navigate that. But eventually, you know, a lot of people do get better and they are able to move forward and still continue to pursue their college dreams despite the financial situation, because, you know, mom and dad want to take care of their children and create the best circumstances in life for them. And that's where the mission of My Hometown Heroes comes into effect. I celebrated my 10th year remission in 2010, and I was going to raise $10,000 to support maybe another charity by training for my Ironman triathlon. But then I met with some friends, and one of them said, "Why don't you start a scholarship fund?" So it was really easy to identify what that would be, My Hometown Heroes, because they were my heroes in the hospital and everything. So been paying that forward ever since 2010. And of course, when I started the foundation, I referred over to you to get my business up and running and make it legitimate and everything. So I'm really grateful for that. And you've been with me every step of the way.
That's right. And what I find absolutely fascinating is you read a lot of the testimonial from your scholarship recipients, and many of them go into the healthcare profession, right? Because they've spent a lot of time with doctors and in hospitals. And so I find that positive.
Even when I was going through treatment, I even had aspirations about becoming a nurse. And for being a male nurse, you won't have any shortage of opportunities as a male nurse. So when you go through that, I think there is the natural propensity to gravitate towards caring for others and paying it forward, especially because of those who support you through it as well. And you're absolutely right. We do have a good amount of candidates that are going into pre-med or into nursing. And one of my, you know, I've got a lot of favorite stories. It's hard to pick and choose, but Haley Carroll was a young lady that I met in 2016. She came to one of our fundraising events, and she was just growing her hair back from cancer, and she just started college. And that was when I, at the first year that I had gone all in on building the foundation after I left corporate. And her dream at the time was to become a pediatric oncology nurse. So she kept on going to school year after year, and she got accepted in the School of Nursing. And then when she graduated, she started a job at Renown, and about a year later she became a pediatric oncology nurse. And it's just gives me goosebumps, because we were there like every step of the way. And so many of our survivor stories, whether they go into nursing or technology or sports marketing or IT, they all have amazing stories just like Haley's. And that's the whole reason we exist, is to support them.
And that's pretty fantastic. And so one thing I do want to clear up, you are a national organization. So these scholarships that you provide are for students all across the country.
Yep, they are. And so the application process opens every year on November 1st, and it goes till January 31st traditionally. And then beginning in February or the beginning of March, we have a 60-day period where we have scholarship reviewers from all across the country who read these scholarship applications, and that's a 60-day window. With the, it only takes about 3 or 4 hours of volunteer time on your own time to read and review a couple dozen applications. And when you read through the applications, that's where you feel the pulse of the My Hometown Heroes mission. It's through their incredible stories, what they went through, and you want to give to everybody. But as we all know, there's never going to be enough money to go around. But we do have a systemized selection process to where when people read the scholarship applications, it's based on 5 different criteria: stewardship, survivorship, financial need, and a couple other variables as well. So the people reading the scholarship applications, they interpret their stories, you know, through their own lens on how they see the world. But in the end, if you have 100 people reviewing scholarship applications, then everything kind of averages out to where anybody who scores between 100 and 90 is guaranteed to get a My Hometown Hero scholarship, and typically between 80 to 85 and above percentile will get money. And our scholarship amounts are between $1,000 and $10,000 each. Anything over $5,000 typically is funded over the course of 3 to 4 years.
Nice, nice. So obviously more funds, more scholarships. 100%. We're going to talk about how to do that after this break.
Sage International Incorporated fosters the entrepreneurial spirit by first educating our clients. In fact, we wrote the best-selling book, Incorporate and Get Rich, as recommended by Robert Kiyosaki in his bestseller, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. For over 2 decades, we have taught thousands of business owners, real estate investors, professionals, and entrepreneurs how to properly structure their business and personal assets to avoid the 3 flaming arrows of challenge: income taxes, liability exposure, probate, and death taxes. Call Sage International Incorporated at 775-786-5515 to set up a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry Hill if you want to experience peace of mind today. That's 775-786-5515. Call Sage International.
A gratifying career as a CSA Head Start teacher or early Head Start teacher is your chance of a lifetime.
Hello, I'm Yvette Clark, and I've been in Northern Nevada for over 50 years, and I've worked at CSA for 1 year. We do a family restaurant style eating at early Head Start, and the kids try all new foods. We would love to have you join us. Give us a call if you're interested, 775-786-6023.
Natakwa News. Pick up your copy today. Natakwa.
Welcome back, and thank you for tuning into the Sherry Hill Show. Very excited to have my guest, Danny Heinsohn, who I've known for many, many years, founder of My Hometown Heroes. This is an amazing organization that really bridges the gap between cancer and college for young people. And Danny, we've been talking about the fact that, you know, you have many, many stories, great testimonials. I will encourage people to go out to the website, which is myhometownheroes.org. But I want to talk about some of the ways that people can support My Hometown Heroes. Obviously, donations, right? Mentorship. You also have corporate partners. But one thing that's happening very quickly is your Breakfast of Champions. This is an inaugural event.
It is an inaugural event, and the term Breakfast, well, Champions was coined by one of our long-term standing board members who's a strong advocate for college students and for the cancer community as well. So he considers anybody who survived cancer and is going to college a champion in our book. And we had an event scheduled for Carson City that went really well last year, but we had to do a pivot because we weren't able to execute that. So we always had this idea of like the champions. We've never had a breakfast event for My Hometown Heroes. So we decided, okay, let's call it the Breakfast of Champions. And the Breakfast of Champions will take place on April 6th. It's a Saturday morning, bright and early. And it's going to be our first ever like sit down banquet event, because typically they're socialized, drinking wine, all that stuff, having a good time, and they're all great. But this is the first time we've had an event where we actually have a sit down event with a captive audience, and it's going to be formatted very similar to a TED Talk, to where we have 6 different speakers giving talks that are about 10 to 12 minutes long. For example, we have Brittany Greco, and she's actually celebrating her 10th year remission in March this year. So Brittany is going to talk about the top 10 lessons she's learned through survivorship over 10 years. Katie Histing is just a rock star. I mean, she's been going through this ordeal for about 5 years now, in and out of treatment, but she finds a way to thrive through the adversity. So that's what she's going to speak on. And her way of thriving through the adversity is she actually started a business, an Etsy business, that's doing extraordinarily well. And I'm just super inspired by her. And then she, you know, when she's off of treatment, she's traveling to national parks, just making the best out of life. So she's going to be talking about thriving through adversity. Kevin Carroll is, like as I mentioned, Haley earlier. Kevin Carroll is going to be speaking on the behalf of a parent perspective who is also a board member. So he has a very unique take on the organization and how it's impacted him and his family's life. So it's going to be filled with inspiration and, you know, like, you know, we're going to have people that are running for office that are going to be there and a lot of community friends and other cancer survivors. We're really excited for the Breakfast of Champions.
Absolutely. So if people want more information about that, they would go to
myhometownheroes.org/2024breakfast.
So this is just one event, one fundraiser you do. I know you have poker tournaments. I know you run. You do all kinds of things. Yeah. Tell us about some of the other ways that people can support My Hometown Heroes.
Yeah, if you're not a morning person, we have our Ante Up for College Scholarships March Madness Poker Tournament the week before the Breakfast of Champions, which is at the Calneva on Saturday, March 30th. And it's a great time. It's catered with pizza and wings and all the good stuff. And because it is the NCAA Final Four tournament, we'll have the games on the big screens in the sports book at the Calneva. And that's always a great time. And we would love to max it out at 100 people this year. So that's a good time.
Well, and also talk about mentorship. What is that?
Yeah. Mentorship is an opportunity for established professionals. So we're not a cookie cutter organization. Like, everything is customized. So if someone in the community is specialized in marketing, for example, and they want to help out with the young adult cancer population, they have the opportunity to mentor one of our candidates and or recipients on a mutually agreed time. So if a recipient, a college-bound cancer survivor, is aspiring to get into advertising or marketing, which is what you do, then someone like you could be their mentor.
All right. So it's just additional support out there to, I mean, really, you know, they've overcome so much cancer. Young adults who have cancer have overcome so much. So it's absolutely important, as you said, the community, right? This is the way to get people back into the groove, feeling as though they belong in this community and without all the stigma and trauma and reliving their childhood cancer journey.
We want people to move on with their lives, right? And sometimes that's hard to do, especially in the mental health space, because whether you're male or whether you're female, when you go through cancer and you start getting through it, sometimes you just don't want to talk about it anymore, but you need to, because there is unprocessed emotion and anything that comes along with it that may have been unsaid. And that's where the mental health piece comes into place. In 2020, we had a mini virtual summit called and one of the sessions was on mental health. And we had a couple people on the show that spoke up for the very first time about their struggles. So cancer it can run deep, like psychologically. I'm 48 right now. I was diagnosed when I was 23 years old. But that stuff, it becomes a part of you. You just have to learn how to process and deal with it in various situations. And a lot of that is self-awareness. But is, you know, if you're wrapped up into that emotion, like, you need to have support systems. Like Northern Nevada Cancer, Children's Cancer is a fantastic, amazing, incredible resource to help facilitate with that. And I know there's other organizations from across the country that facilitate, but there's not enough of them,
right,
to support that.
Well, and your focus is on helping these young cancer survivors get to college And so obviously you could have more scholarship with more donations.
100%.
Right? So if someone is listening and they have been touched by cancer, have a child going through cancer, this is another great resource and network that Danny provides to really give some light at the end of that particular tunnel. You're dealing a lot with the parents, right? I mean, the young people are putting in for scholarships, but you know they have support out there. And really the goal is that they get back into doing what they really thought that they wanted to do when they were young. We all have dreams, whether it's teacher, going into healthcare, whatever, and you have the ability, your organization, My Hometown Heroes, to help them achieve those dreams and goals.
My Hometown Heroes gives people a sense of community, a sense of belonging, and obviously being a nonprofit, and a small nonprofit at that, making a big impact. I mean, we could make more of an impact when more people are aware on our programs and how they can donate and make an impact. And one of the things, like we have a program called Fund a Future. It's a recurring monthly donation program. You can fund $5, $10, whatever you want. But we do have a level called the Century level. It's worth $100 a month. So once you finish the cycle of 12 months, you've actually sponsored a scholarship recipient. And the cool thing with that is you get to be the first to contact the recipient to inform them of their award. So you see the direct impact, and there's an opportunity to form a bond, a relationship, whatever. But big picture thinking, we get 100 people donating $100 a month for an entire year. That's $100,000 in scholarships right there.
Yeah, that's pretty important. For those that are in our area, I'm going to encourage you to check out the Breakfast of Champions. This is going to happen on April 6th. It's going to be down at South 40. It starts at 7:30 a.m., ends at 10 a.m. I encourage you to go out to the website, myhometownheroes.org/2024breakfast. If you can't make it, you can still participate by becoming a dream maker. This is, you know, you can pay for others to go, and all of it goes to support these scholarships that you want to hand to these cancer survivors.
Yeah, 100%. We realize that 7:30 might be early for some people on a Saturday morning, but what we found is people still want to contribute, even though they can't attend. So what we learned is they want to contribute, and we want to share the spotlight with them. So we have the Dream Maker level. It's $250. That sponsors a scholarship recipient plus a guest. And you become a Dream Maker. You have a listing of your business, your name in the program, shout outs on our newsletter, social media, all kinds of good stuff. So we want to reflect the positive light that you shine.
Absolutely. And you will note that Sage International will be a Dream Maker.
Love it. You know it.
All right, Danny, I want to thank you for being here, for really sharing My Hometown Heroes. I'm so excited. I've been on this journey with you for many, many years. I have seen the absolute positive impact you have made out there in these young people's lives. And so always will be encouraging you to reach out bigger, better, and just help these young people achieve their dreams. So thank you for that.
I appreciate you, Sherry. Thank you so much for being an amazing partner.
I want to thank everyone for tuning into the Sherry Hill Show. We're business, but today, the business of putting kids through college that have survived cancer has been amplified.
The Sherry Hill Show values the role we play in supporting the economic engine driving this country. Small business, the backbone of America. And tune in next week, same time, same station, for the Sherry Hill Show.
Sage International Incorporated is proud to be celebrating years in business. We believe if you know the way, you must light it for others. Owning a business can be hard, demanding, and even bizarre. At Sage International, our passion centers on education, which is based on our own experiences of building a company from scratch, along with the insights gained from the thousands of clients we have served. If you are a business owner, real estate investor, professional or entrepreneur, and not sure how to properly structure your business and personal assets to safely grow, protect, and leverage your hard-earned wealth from the three flaming arrows of challenge, income taxes, liability exposure, probate, and estate taxes, then call Sage International Incorporated at 775-786-5515 to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry Hill today. That's 775-786-5515. Call Sage International.
Natakwa News, the original, entertaining, informative, and historic publication. Pick up your copy today. Natakwa. This is Peter from Nevada Real Estate Radio. I talk about the subjects that help you as a home buyer, seller, or investor. Some people might just focus on the negative things, so guess where they're going? We do it differently. We focus on the positive aspects of today's real estate opportunities. You might have to navigate through some murky waters, but we're here to help you achieve success. Nevada Real Estate Radio, Thursdays, 3 p.m. on 93.7 FM. Nevada Real Estate Radio.